This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, first and foremost, we just want to hit off on a couple things here. Number one, we have a Sutherland Springs in Texas, KTRK, reported a young survivor of the Sutherland Springs Church shooting faces a long road to recovery. Matter of fact, I have a picture of little Ryland right in front of me. Ryland Ward was shot 5 times in that church. He was shot 5 times while his mother and his 2 sisters were shot dead right in front of him. The boy, Ryland, is still in the hospital 6 weeks after the shooting, and his family says he will need more time to heal before heading home. What sustains this little man right now, my friends, is the fact that there are people such as myself and you that are taking the time and sending him Christmas cards in the hospital. Now, what I want to do is I want to give you the address to this hospital. The Christmas cards can be sent to Ryland Ward. Again, his name is Ryland Ward, a little 5-year-old boy who watched his mother and his 2 sisters be shot dead in that church in Sutherland, Texas, who's in the hospital recovering right now. 5 times this little man was shot. And he wants your Christmas cards. And he has no idea. He does not know, friends, that I am shooting this out on the radio right now. I want you to do this little man a favor. I want you to show him the love. I want you to show him, not just give him lip service. I want you to show him love in action. And I want you to take 5 minutes and get an envelope with a card, a Christmas card, put it in there, put a word in there for your Lord to this little man. Spend the money for the stamp and take 5 minutes, write the card out, and send it to this little man. The address for Ryland Ward, this little survivor of the Sutherland Springs Church shooting, who lost his mom and his 2 sisters who were shot dead in front of him, was shot 5 times. This is where I want you to send the Christmas card. Okay? Ryland Ward. It's P.O. Box 174. P.O. Box 174, Sutherland Springs, Texas, 78161 is the zip code. I want to flood this little man with some serious love. Again, Ryland Ward, P.O. Box 174, Sutherland Springs, Texas, and that P.O. Box is 78, I'm sorry, the zip code is 78161. Again, friends, let's show this little man some serious love. Every year around Christmas time, I always ask the Lord, Lord, who can I send some love to? Who can I show some love to? Who can I show your care for during this time? And every single year, we're always looking for a family, an individual, or if it's more than individuals, that's totally fine. A group of people, a family, like I said, or even folks, a home where there's multiple people there. And we always look for it, and we found him this year. As a matter of fact, what I did is I took a post and put it on our Facebook. We got about 286 shares. We got lots of comments. But I was a little let down by 286 shares, because if I'd have put a political meme up, we'd add thousands and thousands of shares. I mean, folks, I have shares up to 500,000. We have some shares up to 1 million. And there's absolutely no reason why we didn't or we couldn't take the time to show this little man, to show him that he has a hope and a future by showing him the love of Christ within who we are, 78% of you, to this little man who now has no mother or two sisters, again, who are shot dead in front of him. I want you to also keep in mind, look at the stature of a little five-year-old boy, just an average five-year-old boy. Now, first of all, mentally, what would he be going through seeing his two little sisters shot dead and his mother? And secondly, what would go through him, literally, and through his little heart as to what kind of a world that he might be in, that some lunatic might walk in his church on a Sunday and shoot down multiple people? And furthermore, think about him being shot five times. And he survives. I got a picture of him in a wheelchair in the hospital, and he's got this beautiful, he's got this little awesome smile on his face. And you know what I want to do is I want to light him up. And again, that's why we're taking the time to highlight Ryland Wieland right now. I'm going to give you that address one more time, and then we're going to move on here. Ryland Ward, W-A-R-D. His address in the hospital is P.O. Box 174, Sutherland Springs, Texas, 78161 is the zip code, 78161. Now, folks, I need to switch over and switch gears. I had a friend today email me a video of a news anchor. He's a propagandist, and when he had sent this over to me, I almost couldn't believe what I was hearing. There's not much that really surprises me anymore. There really isn't. But what's interesting about this particular individual is the fact that he reached out to me some time ago. This is probably 10 years ago. And he wanted me to take him aboard one of our tours, a school tour. And I'm speaking of CNN's Jake Tapper. And so it bothered me a little bit. We ended up taking Matt Labesh from the Weekly Standard, senior editor out of Washington, D.C., on road with us for a week. And we had to tell Jake Tapper, no, we couldn't take you on. And I actually liked a little something as to what Jake had to bring to the table back then. But today, friends, he has been so brainwashed that he is just nothing more than a useful idiot at best. Well, what am I talking about? Well, here's a video. I got the video. You're going to hear the audio. And I want you to hear, how much time do we have, Sam? We have 1 minute, and I want you to listen carefully as to what Jake Tapper said to Roy Moore's campaign spokesman, and I want you to, again, listen carefully as to what he told a U.S. congressman concerning the prerequisites, namely those things that they had to do or partake with, while saying their oath to serve we the people in this country. It is the very exhibition of what Scripture tells us in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I'm going to play you the audio when we come back, because I think you're going to be dumbfounded as to the intellectual, the useful idiots that you now accept in this country as news anchors, which are nothing short of a bunch of propagandists. We'll be right back on the other side, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Into the Sons of Liberty. Have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can go over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean double E, and or my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And speaking of those that have their brains in someone else's head, I have an audio piece here I need to play for you. Because this is second to none. It was just sent over to me via Facebook this morning, and I watched it, and I almost couldn't believe it. Sometimes when you see this kind of stuff, you almost act like, okay, you're used to getting this kind of information or news clips from outside of the country. What would happen in a third world country, not what's happening in America? Well, that's how you're being conditioned. Your country is being transitioned into a state of control, friends, and it's a communist state, and it's through totalitarian means, but they need useful idiots to basically spearhead and attack anybody that actually understands who we are and where it is that we came from. And one of those being Roy Moore's campaign spokesperson, while being interviewed from Jake Tapper. And I want to play this audio from you again. Jake Tapper is a self-proclaimed news anchor from CNN, and I also want to let you know, friends, this is the definition of a useful idiot. Listen to this carefully. This is Jake Tapper.
Judge Moore has also said that he doesn't think a Muslim member of Congress should be allowed to be in Congress. Why? Under what provision of the Constitution?
Because you have to swear on the Bible When you are before, I had to do it. I'm an elected official, three terms. I had to swear on a Bible. You have to swear on a Bible to be an elected official in the United States of America. He alleges that a Muslim cannot do that ethically, swearing on the Bible.
You don't actually have to swear on a Christian Bible. You can swear on anything, really. I don't know if you knew that. You can swear on a Jewish Bible.
Oh, no. I swore on the Bible. I've done it three times.
I'm sure you have. I'm sure you've picked a Bible, but the law is not that you have to swear on a Christian Bible. That is not the law.
Well, friends, do you want me to play that again, or did you get this? Did you absorb this message? Again, friends, I want to point to, firstly, Amber Lyon, who's an award-winning journalist who works for CNN, Communist Network News, who said that she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the administration, and construct stories in a specific manner while working for CNN. This is what I want you to hear. Amber Lyon, who called CNN out for who they are, said that CNN is paid by foreign and U.S. governments for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. And what we need to pay attention to, friends, is the media has been called out over and over and over and over again for fabricating, for creating what they call news. And now, for those that have been listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and have been reading sonsoflibertymedia.com, you understand all the well what the law does say. It runs antithetical to what Mr. Jake Tapper just got done sharing with you. Now, what he wanted to do is he just wanted to throw it out there and say, you know, the law says you don't have to do that. Well, let me say something, first of all. Let's go back to the Declaration of Independence, okay? Listen carefully. The laws of nature and of nature's God, okay? That's number one. Number two, it tells us that the Creator, that we're endowed by our Creator, okay? Then, thirdly, what it talks about is the supreme judge of the world. That's what it tells us in the Declaration of Independence. And it also tells us, friends, that they appeal to the supreme judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions. That would be the God of Israel, the God of the Mosaic Institution, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And it also talks about, friends, how we mutually pledge under God for his protection and the reliance of his protection, of divine providence. And when you go to the end, that would be the Declaration of Independence, which is the preamble to the Constitution of the United States. And it talks about the year of our Lord at the end of the Constitution of the United States. And I don't know if it's just me or not, but when you go to the oath in which you swear that you are to put your hand on the Bible and you swear to God and man, that you swear to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Now, if you know anything about the Muslim religion, friends, you understand that it runs antithetical to who we are as a people. Okay? And by the way, if you read Judges 5:8, you'll understand why the Lord said that there be other gods within the gate. There's going to be war. Is there a warfare that's being fought right now in the United States of America concerning those that mean to dominate who we are in this country? Yes, of course. Keep in mind when Keith Ellison actually swore on the Quran before serving we the people, allegedly, in the United States of America, namely in District 5 in the state of Minnesota, did you also know that the FBI reported that the Muslims, after his win, were running up and down the hallways of the Capitol in the state of Minnesota, shouting out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Now, if you know anything, because I spent some time on this about a week and a half ago, about what the Muslims mean to do and how they mean to operate, you know that what Jake Tapper just said runs antithetical again to who we are. And I'm going to go to the law, which he couldn't make reference to, friends. But remember what Hassan al-Banna said. It is the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, to impose its laws on all nations and to extend its powers to the entire planet. Wow, that's interesting. By the way, Hassan al-Banna was the one that actually gave the Muslims over to Hitler to do much of Hitler's killing for Adolf Hitler. for those that did not know. And you're seeing this today across the globe. Listen to this one. Omar Ahmad, the founder of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran is the highest authority in America, and Islam is the only accepted religion on earth. Wow. Wow. It kind of reminds me of the ACLU back in the 30s and Planned Parenthood back in the 30s. Nobody thought that they were a threat. Now look what they've established. Now look what going over to Planned Parenthood. 57 million babies have been murdered. Because your government, you America, have allowed corrupt officials to sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb? Who would ever thought that would happen? Matter of fact, John F. Kennedy said back in the 60s that abortion would never happen here. He said that's barbaric. What about Mustafa Carroll, care director, Houston, Texas? He said, if we are practicing Muslims, we're above the law of the land. What are we talking about right now, friends? We're talking about Jake Tapper saying that, you know, you don't have to put your hand in the Bible to serve we the people. I'm going to get over to our forefathers in just a moment here, friends, after I highlight what the Constitution says about it. Friends, is what these Muslims that are in America that have been allowed to flourish and do the things that they have done, namely Barack Hussein Obama, aiding and abetting Article 3, Section 3, committing the act of treason against we the people, folks, in the people's White House, entertaining your enemies for 8 years in America, you've allowed them to do it. Now, Jake Tapper, the useful idiot who calls himself a news anchor for CNN, says you don't have to put your hand on the Bible. Then what do you put your hand on, brother? Who do you swear? If you're not faithful to God, how can you be faithful to your brother? If you can't be faithful to God, how can you be faithful to your wife? Let's take it there. And we're talking about representatives. And look what's happening across the boards in the United States of America. There's nothing covered that shall not be hid. There's nothing that shall not be revealed. It's all being made manifest, friends. Concerning your representatives, and what are they being called out for? Immorality, crimes, scandals, murder, you name it. And we're talking about those people that even put their hand in the Bible. But again, the Bible tells us, number 3, Exodus 20, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. In other words, you better practice what you preach, because I'm going to hold you to your oath. He said, because if you don't, the Lord will not hold him guiltless that does not take, or that does take his name in vain. So we need to get a hold as to what's going on here in this country, friends. But what he said is very alarming. I also wanted to let you know that after September 11th, mosques in the United States have jumped up to 74%. What have all those bureaucracies been created for? Wow. 2011 counted a total of 2,106 as compared to 1,209 in the year 2000. Wow, 12 years later. Look at this, friends. 3.3 Muslims in America, and Jake Tapper wants you to believe it's okay if they swear on the Quran.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Again, the Sons of Liberty, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I'm spraying on this one, friends, and I'm shooting it down and pulling the rugs at every given turn concerning the ignorance and action from Mr. Jake Tapper, the useful idiot paid by CNN to, again, propagandize America. I want to play this audio for you. It's a video for me, friends. Sorry. I want you to listen to this audio one more time, friends, just to kind of show and share with you ignorance in action, and it lies itself, friends, as to the fruit of what the Lord meant when he said in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Well, here are their teachers. Listen to this.
Judge Moore has also said that he doesn't think a Muslim member of Congress should be allowed to be in Congress. Why? Under what provision of the Constitution?
Because you have to swear on the Bible. When you are before... I had to do it. I'm an elected official 3 terms. I had to swear on a Bible. You have to swear on a Bible to be an elected official in the United States of America. He alleges that a Muslim cannot do that ethically, swearing on the Bible.
You don't actually have to swear on a Christian Bible. You can swear on anything, really. I don't know if you knew that. You can swear on a Jewish Bible.
Oh, no, I swore on the Bible. I've done it 3 times.
I'm sure you have. I'm sure you've picked a Bible, but the law is not that you have to swear on a Christian Bible. That is not the law.
He's sitting there.
You don't know that?
He's sitting there with his mouth open. He can't believe what Jake Tapper's saying.
I don't know. I know that Donald Trump did it when we made him president.
Because he's Christian and he picked it. That's what he wanted to swear in on. Ted Crockett with the Moore Camp.
I mean, is this guy kidding me? No, but this is what America you put up with.
This is what you put up with. These are the useful idiots that are appointed. They're paid high salaries to propagandize this country, America, period. That's it. And for all the people that say, well, I need to watch the news so I can know who the enemy is. Well, you know who the enemy is. And the enemy is within the American people that tolerate these people. And it's called holding the truth and unrighteousness. You can't make this stuff up. Woodrow Wilson, the 20th president of the United States, he said, we're trying to do a futile thing if we don't know where we came from or what we've been about. America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify the devotion to the elements of righteousness, which are derived from the revelations of Holy Scriptures. Love him or hate him, he's exactly right on. And when you listen to Thomas Jefferson, who said, if a nation expects to be stuck on stupid, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. Are you gaining your liberties or are you losing them? Exactly. Friends, why were the flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War, why were they appealed to heaven and no king but King Jesus? Why is there scripture inscripted across our civil buildings in the United States where it states where the law ends, tyranny begins? Why is Moses and the Mosaic Institution carved onto buildings in Washington, D.C., namely above the heads of the Supreme Court justices? Should I call them injustices? Because that's where they're at. Why is there scripture, Leviticus 25:10, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land and all the inhabitants thereof on the Liberty Bell? Why is liberty enlightening the world? Where did that come from? Isaiah 51:4 on the Statue of Liberty? Did you forget about the Matrix of Liberty, America, in Massachusetts? Go check it out. It's right by the Mayflower Compact. Why is it Christian crosses above the heads of the fallen? Why, when we say the Pledge of Allegiance, do we say one nation under God, indivisible? That means undivided. Why did President Harry Truman say the fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount? The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus, St. Matthew, from Isaiah, and St. Paul. Where did this come from? I mean, to fly in the face of who we are and what we are and where our rights come from. Our rights come not from the generosity of the state. They come from the hand of God, said John F. Kennedy. Furthermore, when you look at the Constitution, you go to Article 4, Section 4, it says, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government. We're ruled by law. We're not a democracy. Right? Every state in this union. Why is it that every preamble in the United States of America acknowledges the God of Israel? Why did President Andrew Jackson, the 7th president, say the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests? Why, going back to the first president, George Washington, why did he kiss Deuteronomy 28? When he became, during his oath, when he put his hand on the Bible, it's the blessings and the curses, America. Why did Thomas Jefferson say the Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty? Now, let me go to my next point, because I've already gone through this. And I want you to listen to this carefully. This is what Wikipedia said concerning Article 5, Section 3 of the United States Constitution. It highlights no religious test clause. That's true. No religious test clause of the United States Constitution is a clause. It's found within Article 4, Section 3. Now listen to what Wikipedia said. By its plain terms, it didn't cite it, it just defined it. From Wikipedia, this is their definition. By its plain terms, no federal office holder or employee can be required to adhere to accept any particular religion of doctrine. Baloney! As a prerequisite to holding a federal office or a federal government job. It immediately follows a clause requiring all federal and state officers to take an oath of affirmation. Well, who are they committing themselves to when they give that oath of affirmation? It's to support the Constitution. Who wrote the Constitution? Let me go on, friends. For on my own part, said Alexander Hamilton, I sincerely esteem it the Constitution, a system which without the finger of God never could have been suggested and agreed upon by such a diversity of interests. He goes on, the sacred rights of mankind are not to be rummaged for among old parchments or musty records. They are written, as with a sunbeam, in the whole volume of human nature by the hand of the divinity itself and can never be erased or obscured by mortal power. Now let me go back to he who is responsible, along with Charles D. Montesquieu and John Locke, William Blackstone, commentaries on the laws of England, going back to the foundation, America. English common law author William Blackstone said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. And that's why John Locke, when you go to civil buildings, like the one about 25 minutes away from my home, when we go to their court building, we see as we walk into the building, it says where the law ends, tyranny begins. When you go into the capital of the Minnesota Supreme Court chambers, you'll see above the heads of the Supreme Court justices, a huge picture of Moses awaiting the divine law. When you turn and walk out, guess what it says right above the headpost of the door? Where the law ends, tyranny begins. Who gave the law? So for Jake Tapper to suggest, or Wikipedia to suggest, giving their definition, of course, and making themselves some sort of moral reference to go to, when in fact they're the lowest form to go to, friends, they always counter the very right giver by somehow diverting your attention away from him to give it back over to the power of the state. And then you wonder why you have tyranny in the United States of America. Wiki goes on with a no religious test clause. This clause contains only the explicit reference to religion in the original seven articles of the Constitution. The religion is under the umbrella of the Christian faith, America. I don't need to highlight, folks, what the Muslims mean to do and what they're doing in other countries where they've been allowed to dominate. Because now they're trying to dummy you down to accept what the likes of Jake Tapper would attempt to teach you. This is dangerous doctrine, America. This is dangerous propaganda that Jake Tapper is shooting out there. I want you to listen to this. This is Wikipedia, and then I'm going to go to the Constitution, okay? This clause is cited by advocates of separation of church and state. Do you see what Wikipedia is doing? They are now referencing the likes of the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, as the final arbiter to decide what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. As a matter of fact, the ACLU has been found omitting the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights by excluding the word religion. And why would they do that? Because they know exactly what they're doing. Mr. Roger Baldwin from the ACLU is the one that said the end of the ACLU is communism. Now, if you want lines between church and state, you're not going to find that in the United States of America outside of what you've accepted through these communist, atheistic organizations like the ACLU. Article 52, USSR, Russian doctrine, friends, Russian constitution, there's lines between church and state. That is not applicable in the United States of America. Furthermore, it's interesting that in Dearborn, Michigan, because now the Supreme Court says, by the way, it's never been enforced, that you can't do this and you can't do that if Christ is all over. Folks, you're not. Your kids aren't told to take off their hat before they go into a public school if they're Christians. They can read their Bibles. They can hand out tracts. They can pray. They've never lost the right. They've been taught to forfeit it through their hypocritical parents that are sending them to a public school to be indoctrinated in the first place. But if you go over to Dearborn, Michigan, guess what? They even have special menus and prayer times in public schools for the Muslims there. Where's the ACLU? Do you understand what's going on? You're undoing yourself through the ignorance that you're accepting. The clause is cited by advocates of separation of church and state as an example of the original intent of the framers of the Constitution to avoid any entanglement between church and state. Folks, This is an evolutionary view of government, and it's dangerous to our system because it eradicates our liberties that God has bestowed upon us, and it puts chains upon us in ignorance what we've accepted through them that are advocating the ignorance, namely the tyrants. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Talking about... Sam, do you want to go ahead and play that again? I just want people to see what's in operation here through these propagandists. Because, friends, this is about as blatant as it gets. Listen to this. Jake Tapper going back and forth with Roy Moore's campaign spokesman. Listen carefully.
Judge Moore has also said... that he doesn't think a Muslim member of Congress should be allowed to be in Congress. Why? Under what provision of the Constitution?
Because you have to swear on the Bible. When you are before, I had to do it. I'm an elected official, three terms. I had to swear on a Bible. You have to swear on a Bible to be an elected official in the United States of America. He alleges that a Muslim cannot do that ethically, swearing on the Bible.
You don't actually have to swear on a Christian Bible. You can swear on anything, really. I don't know if you knew that. You can swear on a Jewish Bible.
Oh, no, I swore on the Bible. I've done it three times.
I'm sure you have. I'm sure you've picked a Bible, but the law is not that you have to swear on a Christian Bible. That is not the law. You don't know that?
He's sitting there with his mouth open.
All right, Ted Crockett.
I don't know. I know that Donald Trump did it when we made him president.
Because he's Christian and he picked it.
You know, and the fact of the matter is, let me reiterate that Obama did the same thing too, because he had to appeal to a base that would vote him in or tolerate him to be put in the People's White House. And see, when you look at the population of who we are, 78% of us profess to be Christians, though, friends, there's less than probably 1% of the real deal across the country. Easily, easily, hands down. From the top to the bottom, I've seen it all, friends. There's a whole lot of hypocrisy in this country. But the point is that this individual is making is, yes, you do have to put your hand on the Bible. Well, how did Keith Ellison get away with it? I don't know, America. Why did you let him get away with it? Why did you let him get away? You let him open the door to others to do the same thing and then allow ignorant individuals such as this guy named Jake Tapper, a propagandist being used by CNN, who's known, friends, as a propaganda outlet, to teach others that are listening that it doesn't matter. And then you have other people that fall in line and they just say, well, it doesn't matter anymore. Then you lose your country and then you try to figure out why you lost your country. Because you didn't hear a word to the God of Israel when he gave it to you. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And if you do this, this is what's going to happen. Just ask King Solomon. Come on. Furthermore, let's get back to the facts here and expose the likes of these propagandists. The University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas. They assembled 15,000 writings from the era of the founders. They researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 quotes, direct quotes, where, guess what, friends, identified the source of the quotes from the Bible. Okay? 8.3% were quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. 7.9% was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. 2.9% were from John Locke. 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke, they got their ideas from, guess what? They found that theirs came from the Bible as well. Of course! To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Common sense, America. Common sense. Look to your founders, not to the revisionists. Look to the founders, not to the propagandists. Do your own due diligence. And friends, you'll see what I'm telling you is exactly right on spot. Now, I also wanted to let you know, if you don't want to listen, you don't have to. But rest assured, you're going to fall in the lot of those that didn't listen either. As a matter of fact, the French Revolution, over 10 years after the American Revolution, are into their 15th Constitution. America, 240 years later, you're still into your first. Why? Brazil's into their 7th constitution, Poland's into their 6th since 1921, Afghanistan's into their 5th constitution since 1918, and Russia's into their 4th constitution since 1918. You're still into your first. Why? Let me tell you. Directly. Separation of powers came from Jeremiah 17:9. Directly. Immigration laws came directly from Leviticus 19:34. President must be a natural born citizen. Deuteronomy 17:15. Witness and capital punishment directly from the Bible, Deuteronomy 17:6. Three branches of government came directly from Isaiah 33:22. Tax exemption for churches, Ezra 7:24. And republicanism, by the way, this is the tip of the iceberg, came directly from Exodus 18:21. What is Jake talking about? Hey, friends, he's only doing what he's told to do. Because he cares more about the golden calf than the God of Israel. And at the end, he's going to fall into the pit that he himself dug. And I want to make sure that you don't go there with him. I just want to make sure that you don't go there with him. And furthermore, let's go back to our founders, those that established this country. Delaware Constitution requirements for men in office. This is what they had to profess. Their allegiance to God. I do profess faith in God the Father and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed be forevermore. What is Jake talking about? The law says. What is he talking about? See, friends, what you need to do and I've shared this with you a million and a half times, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. Instead of you having to fill the question mark, put the question mark to them and say, hey, Jake, make reference to the law that you just stated, because you are lying to the American people, or you are inadvertently and ignorantly just repeating what someone else said. And that's why, America, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. In Pennsylvania, their constitution says, I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. Folks, Sharia law runs antithetical to who we are. Marrying little girls, pedophilia, beating their women, stoning their women, killing unbelievers, infidels, not befriending others if they're not... folks, whoa! That's a lack of power. And that's the God of Ishmael, the arm of the flesh, where there's a curse. See, I praise God that we're the children of Isaac, the children of promise. Because, friends, this stuff is ridiculous as to what's being spewed out upon the American people, and they need to be held accountable. Massachusetts Constitution is along the same lines. Here, listen to North Carolina's Constitution. Before you serve we the people, listen to what it says. No person who shall deny the being of God or the truth of the Christian religion or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, very specific, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state, shall be capable of holding any office or place of trust or profit in the civil department within the state. Facts are stubborn things, friends. Period. Facts are stubborn things. A straight stick always exposes the deviation in the crooked one. And when you just simply do your homework, you're going to find that you're being lied to. You're being inundated with lies. And not always on purpose. Just coming from ignorant people. I mean, this reminds me of Whoopi Goldberg. She was appointed by Bill Clinton to prevent teen pregnancy. Whoopi Goldberg has had abortion after abortion after abortion after abortion, and you listen to her? It reminds me of Barbara DeAngelis. She wrote a book, How to Make Love and Marriage Work. Folks, she's been divorced and married 5 times. This reminds me of Madonna writing books for children. And she's asked by the parents across the world, tone down your sexual innuendo. She said, I plead the Fifth Amendment. I can do whatever I want to do. And in her hypocrisy, she was asked on Larry King Live as to what it is that her children, her little daughter, watches on television. And she says, my daughter's not allowed to watch that garbage. Why do you put up with this, America? Why do you put up with this hypocrisy? I remember the rapper some time back. He was called upon, and he was busted committing the act of sexual intercourse with a 14-year-old girl on video. And what was interesting about that, friends, is he was asked to actually write lyrics for a song that would stop sexual promiscuity. It was basically aimed at stopping AIDS. Yet if you look at his lyrics, friends, and his songs and everything that he promotes and advocates, has everything in the world to do with why people get AIDS in the first place. R. Kelly. Folks, you got to think about who's saying what. Aren't you sick and tired of being sick and tired? When people say something, do your due diligence, friends, because what Jake Tapper had said on national television is absolutely untrue. Hey, Jake. Hey, Jake Tapper, we want to see the law, brother.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.